Hello, this is Chris, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, and we're conducting an important public opinion poll about issues facing Ector County. Are you registered to vote in Ector County?
Yes.
Thank you very much. Generally, do you think that things in Ector County are on the right track, or are things going on the wrong track?
Well, I know they need some changes, but I'm too old to do it myself, so.
But where do you lean, according to your opinion?
Okay. Toward the conservative.
What I mean is, where do you lean more, if things are going in the right track or on the wrong track in Ector County?
Probably wrong.
Thank you. And according to you, what is the most important issue facing Ector County?
Oil production. Yeah, I think we need to keep the oil lines going. I think we need to keep the oil moving.
The
from
oil
West
moving.
Texas, yeah.
Okay, just
on
a moment.
Pipelines.
Yep. And let me just check over here if we have that option. And let's see. Thank you very much. And now, how would you rate the economic conditions in Ector County? Would you rate them as excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Well, I don't think they're excellent.
Mm-hmm.
Groceries and everything are too high.
Okay. So how would you rate them then? Would you rate them excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Fair.
Fair. Thank you. 5 years from now, do you think that things, do you think that the economy in Ector County will be better off, worse off, or about the same as it is today?
And what would change?
No, we just want to know if you think that the economy in Ector County will be better off, worse off, or about the same as it is today.
Well, if we don't change president, nothing's going to be better. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know how you're going to write that down.
the options that we have is better, worse, or about the same.
Okay, worse.
Thank you. How concerned are you about the security and future of your own job or the jobs of any close family members in Ector County? Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned?
Somewhat concerned.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read a list of qualities and characteristics that contribute to the quality of life in a community. Please tell me how you rate each in Ector County, and we're going to use the same scale, excellent, good, fair, or poor. The first one is the availability of cultural opportunities such as theater, museums, and music.
Poor.
The availability of outdoor parks, playgrounds, and nature.
Probably poor.
Thank you. Being able to get from place to place with little traffic.
Oh, God. Stay off 42nd and you're all right. 42nd and 191. Or Faudry.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think traffic has definitely gotten worse.
Okay.
Of course, we're growing. We're growing and everything's happening.
Oh. And in that case, how would you rate them? Would you rate them as good, fair, or poor based on right now?
On the traffic?
Yeah.
Yeah, poor.
Thank you. What about public safety and low crime?
Safety.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably fair.
Thank you. And what about the availability of affordable housing? Would you rate that excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Probably fair, because everything's so high.
Thank you. The next one is a shared vision and effective plans for economic development and job growth.
Well, as long as they can keep the pipelines going, we will. It's real hard to find a job if you don't go into the oil field.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear about that. So how would you rate it? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Good.
Good. Thank you. The availability of quality health care.
Oh, I think we got plenty of that.
So between excellent and good?
Good.
Thank you. Having a vibrant nightlife with clubs, bars, restaurants, and entertainment.
Okay, you said clubs and entertainment?
Yes, having a vibrant nightlife with clubs, bars, restaurants, and entertainment.
Oh. Well, I think they got enough bars. Probably good.
Thank you. And what about public transportation? How would you rate that? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Expectation. Is that what you're asking me?
Public transportation.
Public transportation. I think we got that too, since we've got the buses running all over town.
And between excellent and good?
No, good and something else.
Thank you.
What's the next step?
Oh, the next one was fair.
Okay, between good and fair.
Okay, thank you. Which one would you like? Because that's the only ones that we have.
Okay, fair.
Fair. Okay, thank you. The next one is offering job opportunities in your field.
I'm too old to even think about finishing this thing.
Okay, I'm so sorry about that. We still have a few more questions to go. We would love to hear your opinion.
All right.
Thank you.
What was the last? I'm 80 years old, ma'am.
Yeah.
I'm really tired. What is?
The
what
next
was
one.
The last question. Okay.
Yes. The next one is offering job opportunities in your field.
Well, I could probably find something in the accounts payable department, accounting.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what I've done for the last 60 years.
Oh, wow.
Just recently retired in March.
Oh, wow.
At the age of 80.
Wow.
So I figure if everybody else works as hard as I did for as long as I did.
Mm-hmm.
You see, I'm coming from a different angle.
Yeah.
Back when people... When people had a job, they definitely went to the job over something else because you had a job to do and you were expected to do it 5 days a week and you did it. Now they call in sick 2 or 3 days a week and then they don't show up at all.
And so based on all of that, how would you rate that in Ector County? Would you rate them as excellent, good, fair, or poor, the offering job opportunities in your field?
Good, good.
Okay, thank you. The next one is effective leadership from elected officials.
I couldn't get any of that. Start over.
Oh. Effective leadership from elected officials.
Okay. Good.
Thank you. The next one is quality of the public schools.
Oh, my God. Ector County ISD has got big, major problems.
Mm-hmm.
But there's only thing you can do about it. They don't have enough teachers. They don't have enough rooms. They don't have enough of anything. And we it'll take 5 years to build all those new ones that they're planning on building. So we just have to take one day at a time and do the best we can.
So based on your observation, would you rate that as excellent, good, fair report?
Fair.
Thank you. The next one is welcoming and inviting to people of diverse backgrounds, ethnicity, and culture.
All right. Now we're getting down to what I want to talk about, ethnicity.
Yeah.
I just left the nursing home where my husband has to share a room with a man of a different nationality, and he has company, and they're talking their language so loud we couldn't even hear our TV, so I just got up and left. But my husband has to lay there and listen to that, and he says it's every day.
No.
I said, then you complain. He said, they'll make me move. I said, so you'll find a different room that'll be better than what you've got. So anyway, I don't know what he's going to do, but we're paying $3,900 a month for that room.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that.
See?
So
it ain't easy.
Yes, in that case, do you think that Ector County is welcoming and inviting to people of diverse backgrounds, ethnicity, and culture? And how would you rate that, if it is excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Probably good.
Thank you. And the last one for this section is natural beauty and physical setting. How would you rate that in Ector County?
Ector County for natural beauty.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's see. Probably poor.
Thank you very much. Now, what we want you to do is to rate Ector County as a place to live for the following types of people. The first one is recent college graduates looking for to enter the job market.
Well, I had a granddaughter. Mm-hmm. Graduated from UTPB 2 years ago, and she still don't have a good job. Mm. She's got a degree. So she went to Fort Worth, got a job, but they didn't pay her enough to have an apartment. So, you see, you've got to have enough money and a job choice. When you get that degree, get it for the right reason.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, for a job, you know you can get a job in. So, it's a mess.
So, in that case, yes, in that case, would you rate that as excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Below good.
Below good, we have fair.
Fair.
Thank you. The next group of people is families with children.
Okay.
How would you rate them to live in a place like Ector County?
Yeah, daddy's got to have a job. They got to go to school. And I think we're going to provide all that for them.
So based on the scale, how would you rate that?
Good.
Good, thank you. Young single people? What's your rate, Ector County? Yeah?
Okay, that's my granddaughter, single.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I think it's kind of poor.
Okay, thank you. Racial and ethnic minorities.
Okay. I don't know. Probably fair for them.
Thank you. People living below the poverty line.
Yep, fair.
People like you?
Yeah, old. Social Security.
So how would you rate that? How would you rate living in a place like Ector County? Would you rate it as excellent?
Fair.
Good? Fair.
Fair.
Thank you. And once again, people that are retirees, how would you rate that?
Well, there's a lot of ifs in there. if they saved enough money, if they had a good enough job so they could, you know, that kind of thing. It's fair. It's a good place to live. Mm-hmm. I've been here 60 years. Mm-hmm. I had a job every time I wanted one. There were ups and downs, but so I really think Ector County, if you'll go to work for what's available, then it's fair.
Okay, thank you.
But if you're like my granddaughter with a degree in college and the only thing available is flipping burgers, she don't think she ought to take that, see?
Yeah. I hear you.
Yeah, you
would
believe
it. Now, what about entrepreneurs and people starting new businesses? How would you rate Ector County as a place to live for them?
Yeah. Yeah, I think the doctors and people, shop owners, anybody, it's got something people want. They can probably sell it in Odessa.
Mm-hmm. And so how would you rate that? Would you rate that as excellent?
Good.
Good. Okay, thank you. And as the last one for this section is immigrants from other countries.
Immigrants from other countries.
Yeah.
Well, they'll normally work for those jobs.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess it's good for them.
Should I record it as good or fair?
Good.
Good. Thank you. Now, and how would you rate the overall quality of life in Ector County? Would you rate the quality of life in Ector County as excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Fair.
Thank you. And over the next 5 years, do you think that the quality of life in Ector County will improve, deteriorate, or stay about the same?
Oh, God. I think it'll probably stay about the same.
Thank you. Now we're going to talk about, well, first I just want to thank you for your time. We still have a few more questions to go and then you're free. But
okay.
we're going to talk about economic development. And economic development generates investment, wealth, tax base, and jobs from which many community benefits are created. How familiar are you with the vision plans for economic development in Ector County? Are you very familiar, not somewhat familiar, not too familiar, or not at all familiar?
Somewhat.
And how confident are you in the vision plans and leadership for economic development in Ector County? Are you very confident, somewhat confident, not too confident, or not at all confident?
I'm not too confident.
Thank you. Now we're going to talk about community development. Community development generates solutions to problems like housing, education, transportation, and neighborhood renewal, making the community a better place to live and work. Now, how familiar are you with the vision and plans for community development in Ector County? Are you very familiar, somewhat familiar, not so familiar?
Somewhat familiar.
Thank you. And how confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for community development in Ector County? Are you very confident, somewhat confident, not too confident, or not at all confident?
I'm not too confident.
Thank you very much. Now, how likely are you or an immediate family member to move from Ector County in the next 5 years? Is it very likely? Somewhat likely, not very likely, or not at all likely?
Okay, somewhat likely for me.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. And in your opinion, what would be the primary reason that you or a family member are likely to move from the area? Is it poor economic conditions like lack of jobs, low pay, greater opportunity elsewhere? Is it for family reasons or retirement? Is it for...
Family reasons.
Okay, thank you. Finally, and we just want to have a few questions about you and your household. What is the highest level of education that you have completed?
My husband has 2 master's degrees.
Okay.
I just have a little college.
Oh, okay. Thank you. In terms of your political party identification, do you consider yourself Democrat, Republican, Independent?
Republican.
Thank you. And what is, well, you already told me, but just for the sake of the survey, what is your age? Are you between 18 and 34, 35?
80.
Thank you. Do you have a high school aged child living in your household?
No.
Thank you. And which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? Are you white or Anglo?
I'm white.
Thank you. And is anyone in your household employed in a job that is related to the gas or oil industry?
No.
Is your annual income, household income, less than
$25,000 to $39,999, $40,000 to $74,999?
I think I'm that second step from the bottom. Thank you. Are you currently employed, full-time, part-time, retired, a homemaker, a student, or currently employed?
Right now, I'm a retired homemaker.
Thank you. In terms of your gender, do you consider yourself male, female, or something else?
I'm a woman. Female.
Thank you.
I'll have a bit of doubt.
thank you. Now, do you live within the city limits of Odessa?
Yes.
And with this, we conclude the survey. Thank you very much for your kindness and your participation. It's been a blast.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day.